Hello and welcome to Platforms for Future. This podcast is about building and scaling B2B platform ventures to help you to accelerate and de-risk your journey with practical tips and insights. In our conversations, we talk to founders, executives, and experts, uncovering what they experienced and learned building their ventures. But we also cover new trends like ecosystem strategies, IoT and data platforms, Web3 and sustainability. This podcast is complementary to our Platform Innovation Kit toolset and the Platform Academy, where you can find more tools and learning opportunities for you and your team. For more information, please visit platforminnovationkit.com. And now, enjoy today's conversation.
Hello, welcome to this new episode of our podcast Platform for Future. I'm Nathalie, and today, as usual, I'm with my co-host, Matthias. Hi, Matthias.
Hi, Nathalie.
So today we are very happy to talk to Adrien Chaltiel, who's a French entrepreneur. Hello, Adrien.
Hello. Hello, Matthias. Hello, Nathalie. Hello, everybody.
Hi. So we are very happy to have you because you're going to talk today about a very important topic for startups and for platforms, which is the funding topic. So you're the CEO and co-founder of Eldorado, which is a platform connecting startups with investors. And as I'm going to ask you first to introduce yourself a little bit for our listeners and also to introduce Eldorado to our listeners. So you do it much better than I do.
Great. Thank you. And thank you for the invitation. I'm really happy to be here with you today. So I'm Adrien. I'm a French entrepreneur. I'm working in Paris. I used to work in Paris for as soon as I remember since my studies. So, you know, I always worked in Paris. I'm an entrepreneur, so I'm a lawyer. At the beginning of my study, I was studying law, but after I decided to create companies in the law field first, because I created job boards in the law area. And I'm passionate about entrepreneurs, venture capital, and investments. So I decided to create Eldorado after three other companies that have been created. So I'm what we call the serial entrepreneur or repeat founder, what we say. Eldorado, what is Eldorado? It's the idea of became after seeing the ecosystem booming in Europe and especially in France as well. I saw lots of different things that happen in the ecosystem, and becoming an investor allow me to understand the needs of entrepreneurs as well regarding the research of funding. Seeking of money seeking is really harmful for entrepreneurs. There's lots of money in France and in Europe, and there's a kind of a paradox that it's really hard to find this money, but it's existing. So I saw this pain and I told myself there's definitely something to do with it. So I built Eldorado, which is an investment and a financing platform for entrepreneurs.
Great. Thank you. So can you tell us a little bit, maybe the starting, when did you start Eldorado? When did you create Eldorado? And what were your first steps that you took?
Sure. In fact, it's a kind of a fun story because I create Eldorado just a few months after my previous activity, which was Leaders League. I sold my first companies, the job boards that I was talking about earlier, to Leaders League, which is a French media and an international media for professional and for decision makers. And I was COO of this company for 3 years. It's about like 50 million euros and 150 people working. And after my earnout, because as many founders that sold their company, they have a time of staying in this company after the selling with the buyer. So it was 3 years for me. And so I had 150 employees. I had an office, a busy schedule for the three next months. And after my earnout, the day after, I was all alone. So I began with the blank sheet with entrepreneurs. So I begin again. I repeat my to create a company from nothing, and I was asking myself what I want to do after this first positive entrepreneurial experience. For me, it was how to build something in an area where I'm passionate, so where I have some passion. So it was like sport, the sport industry, or the kids, because I'm passionate with kids and on all this area, or entrepreneurs. And the entrepreneur in France and this ecosystem was quite booming. So it was for me the opportunity to see something to help entrepreneurs to build their companies. So at the beginning, Eldorado was just kind of a platform to help entrepreneurs to build their startup. So kind of a venture studio online, because I had this 100% online DNA with me and my founders. But it was really a blank sheet. So after digging what we can do, time after interviewing people, beginning of building the platform and so on, we decided to focus on the main, what we call the main problem of an entrepreneur right now, which is how to find money and how to use money to build my company. So it was like 4 to 6 months of digging and interviewing, having lunch with lots of people. And because we had with my three, we are three founders. So with my two founders, we had this network of people that we is really nice to interview and to encourage to dig with this problem of finding money. So lots of VCs, the banks, the public funding that is existing in France as well. And after digging, we managed a way to say, okay, there's this problem. We are tech entrepreneurs. Let's create the strongest database of all the funding opportunities for entrepreneurs first. And let's create some normal algorithm, like really simple algorithm to help them to find money, depending on who they are and what they are looking for. So it was the really first steps of Eldorado.
It's funny how you say startups have problems to raise money and use money. I'm thinking I would not have a problem to use my money, but let's first focus on the point of raising the money. And you mentioned about your algorithm and so on. So can you explain a little bit more what kind of criteria I need to consider as a startup to find the right, let's say, money, or to find the right investors and to raise the right money? So your algorithm is based on some kind of criteria, on some kind of thinking you put into the algorithm. And can you explain a little bit more what of kind of factors and criteria you need to consider?
Sure. So this is a great question. So when you're looking for money as an entrepreneur, first of all, you need to understand that it's the CEO matter. So it's something really linked to the strategy of the company. The funding strategy is 100% linked with the strategy of the whole company. If you want to build a unicorn, or if you want to build a local business, if you are in a retail tech or in a biotechnology, you don't have the same fundraising path ahead of you. So first of all, finding money is about knowing better who you are and what you want. So that's why Eldorado is not something only about algorithm and the tech platform, but it's also kind of educational and how to understand more. So that's why we are publishing lots of content about finding money and so on. Having said that, after that, when you know better who you are, you fill a form on Eldorado about your company, your business, your fundraising that you're looking for, the sectors. So around like 25 different criterias. And these criterias are really important to say with the platform and the algorithm. So algorithm is something, great word for lots of things. For us, it's not like really complicated and mathematical algorithm. It's simple algorithm, but that are evolving with the company and with their needs. So it's our secret sauce. I won't say that it's nothing, but it's not an algorithm for, the publicity, advertising companies as well, or so on. But for our business, these 25 criteria are really important to say the entrepreneurs what are the kind of fundraising opportunity you have. So it's banks or public funding or investors, and after matching them with the best one and helping them to contact them. So it's all linked with these criteria and with these criteria that are evolving with the company, such as like how much they are looking for, the sectors that where they are working for, what money they have raised before, how many founders they are, etc. and so on and so on.
So the matching is done through the algorithm. It's not, there's no human step or interaction in between.
No, our goal was not to create kind of an advisory company which helped the entrepreneurs. So we managed to have them, everybody of them, every entrepreneur. It's around like 4,000 to 5,000 entrepreneurs per year. And we managed to have them and their needs, but we need to to make something really automatic in the meantime. So we didn't want to create kind of an advisory company, but to create an automatic platform that helped them to connect with the best fundraising opportunities.
How many, what kind of population in terms of numbers are we talking about? So you said about 4,000 to 5,000 entrepreneurs per year. That you're matching with all sorts of investors, so private funds, public funds, etc. What kind of numbers are we talking about?
So last year, I can tell you, like last year, it was 4,433 companies that registered and seek for money on Eldorado. So it's all French tech companies, meaning all companies in French, both created by French or foreign entrepreneurs, and French companies abroad built by French founders. So it's more or less what we can say. I don't have the numbers, 90% or 95% of the ecosystem, because we are so deep on digging with their needs at the beginning. And we built some directories too, and we are going to talk about it, because we are going to talk how we created the platform at the very beginning, because we hadn't got 4,000 companies at day one. But so this is the number of entrepreneurs. And in the meantime, we have around 10,000 financial opportunities, which are separated in three families, or three main categories, which are the banks, so all the loans, banking opportunities, and so on. The second one, which is really important in France, is all the public funding made by the French Public Investment Bank, but also with the region, the states, European Union, and so on. So there's a thousand and thousand financing opportunities that exist for entrepreneurs, but they don't know it, and they don't know how to find it. And to know every of them, you need to stay hours and hours on the internet. So that's why the algorithm makes sense at this point. And the main one, that the one that lots of people are knowing, and even you, because there's a lot of this kind of platform in Europe as well, it's the private investors. So all the venture capital, which are business angels, associations, venture capital firm, obviously, but also private family offices that are investing a lot and lots throughout the ecosystem, and the corporate venture firms as well. We also have all the crowdfunding platform, because what we can say is that we need professional investors, and so that's why the business angel as well for us is some professional investors. So that's what about the numbers are.
The crowd investment is then the fourth category on your platform. And as we are focused on platforms, so marketplaces, platforms, so can you say something about, is there a typical, so you mentioned those three, four major categories. So when you look at platforms, is there a typical category for a platform where you say, yeah, in 80, 90% of the times a platform is considering angel investments or funds or whatever. So can you say something? Do you see any kind of a trend related to platforms?
You mean in investment platform or all kind of marketplaces?
Yeah, all kind of marketplaces. So if I'm a startup and I want to create a platform, a kind of a marketplace. So when you look at all of them, what kind of money they consider most. So looking at your 3-4 categories.
So I love marketplaces first. I love job boards. I love retail. I love even B2C or B2B. They have the same kind of way of to communicate, you know, to be successful, the same way of communication and the same way of acquisition. What is complicated with platforms and marketplaces is that you are digging two different paths. So you have finding a population on one side, finding the other, and matching them. So for investing and for investment, it's something really nice, because you see on the market that there's a lot of startups, so that there's a lot more and more every year financing opportunities and great founders, great problem to solve, even with the COVID, where we can talk, there's a lot of new opportunities that come from anywhere every time. So there's lots of opportunities. In the meantime, there's a lot of people that are investing more and more in private companies and are diversifying their investment as well. But even if there's two populations are growing and they are looking for each other, without marketplaces and without platforms, it's only a matter of the chance, and by being in contact with someone, seeing someone in an event or so on. So it's only about chance, and marketplaces and platforms are looking to optimize and to help people, not dealing with chance but dealing with opportunities and finding opportunities. Even in LinkedIn, you can talk about LinkedIn as well. LinkedIn is a great platform to find people that you will never have the opportunity to find without LinkedIn. And so it's the same way. So when you are building a platform, and that's one of my learning is, you need to say how they can do with me that they haven't been able to do without, and that they cannot be doing without me in the future. So it's only about opportunities and matching them in the best way. And it's always also about how to communicate to attract them and to continue to attract them. As I said before, we hadn't got 4,000 entrepreneurs projects at the beginning. So we have been able, with the communication and the acquisition model, to build an acquisition model for both, and after to build this positive cycle, which we call a positive cycle or a flywheel effect, that if you have more entrepreneurs, you have more investors, and if you have more investors, you have more entrepreneurs.
Yes, so that indeed this is an important topic that probably we'd like to ask you a little bit more about. How did you drive that flywheel effect and solve that chicken and egg problem? Because I can imagine that there's quite a lot of volunteers to look for money. Maybe the other side is a bit more complicated to bring up. You might also people having so banks, public funding, etc., all your stakeholders providing fundings might be a bit more skeptical, specifically about your legitimacy as a initially as a platform, as a marketplace. So how did you go about building that legitimacy and kicking in those network effects?
That's a great question, and I'm happy to talk about it, because it reminds me the beginning of Eduardo, where we have just Excel spreadsheets and no, nothing on the website, and now it's not the case, thankfully. It's a great question. So what we've been doing is that we had the first way of attracting entrepreneurs. So you need to think of who you want to attract first, entrepreneurs or investors. And you need to see and to understand the market. So the market is that it's really hard for entrepreneurs to understand funding and to find investors. It's only a matter of chance somehow. And on the other hand, you have private investors, and most of the private investors, it's their job to think about and to search for investors. So I think you need to understand where is the biggest issue. And the biggest issue is with entrepreneurs. So for us, it was for Indian entrepreneurs to understand and to know what are the funding, the best funding opportunities. So first, I'm sorry, there's a little bit of noise around. That's right. So first, it was the entrepreneurs. So finding the entrepreneurs is the strongest way for us to address the market. And how we can attract the entrepreneurs is first build the biggest database of all the funding opportunities that existing in France and in Europe for French entrepreneurs. So we dig all the private investors that are investing in this kind of companies. We linked our database with API with all public funding databases, banking funding databases as well. And we managed to, that's our secret sauce, we managed to link it with our algorithm as well. And with the strongest database, we built a kind of a legitimacy and growth hacking techniques through LinkedIn, through communication, SEOs, and so on, to say when an entrepreneur is looking for funding, the first reflex is going through El Dorado. So first of all, is to create this need and to create this opportunity to let them come in your platform. And after is how you can let them stay there is with two main things for us as the content. So the content help us with how you can help them to understand more and more financing, entrepreneur, and so on, is that they are also linked to your brand and linked to what you're saying. So that's the first thing. And the second thing, when you're building a project or an even more a marketplace, is the personal branding of founders of or one or all the founders. And so you need to build in highest velocity a strong reputation of what you're doing, because we are talking about money, and money is something really important for entrepreneurs. One of the main reasons they succeed or they fail. So having this personal branding of being an expert of this, talking about something you know very well, it's something that ensures the entrepreneurs to stay around and to stay on the platform. So first we build this and we begin to have 150 financial opportunities with a platform. What we can say that building something nice, cool, with a beautiful logo and a beautiful website is the easiest thing. Let's say there's a plenty of even no code today platform and CMS that help you to build something beautiful, a beautiful name. It's not something the biggest deal. The biggest deal is how you can let people stay here and build this flywheel effect. So after that, we build this this database of investors and financing opportunities. And on the other side, we have these financing opportunities and these investors, and we began to communicate with them, telling, okay, we have 150 projects. Some of them are contacting you. Some of them are looking to contact you to know better about your investment thesis, about your way of investing, or to ask you for investing or for a financing. So we build this kind of attraction, and people are coming more and more. And after that, when you crack this, you have all the flywheel effect that begin to work with investors and entrepreneurs that are connecting in the meantime.
Dear listeners, I hope you enjoy our podcast and you can learn more about building and scaling a successful platform business. I'm Matthias, CEO of Fastbreak One. And as you know, we at Fastbreak One are platform entrepreneurs by heart. Since over 20 years, we are building new platforms, and this makes us one of the most experienced platform venture builders around the globe. If you are a corporate and you tried out different strategies, consultants, IT partners, but your platform initiative struggles to scale, please check out our assessment services. For example, we work closely together with a leading insurance company who tried to establish a platform for 2 years, but the results were below expectations and the risk to fail was very high. Within 1 month, we helped them to understand the bottlenecks and created a step-by-step plan to scale. Today, we are working very closely with the company, and the platform became a market leader. Yes, we are no consultants. We are entrepreneurs and we love to share the risk and go full in building new platform ventures. Learn more about our experience and our practices of work at our website www.fastbreak.one or send us an email to contact@fastbreak.one. And now let's go back to the conversation.
Yeah, very interesting journey and very typical for platforms. So to focus first on the one side, which is maybe harder to get. And in your case, it was about the startups and educate them, etc. Looking also forward. So nowadays, as you know, we are also working very closely together with corporates. And do you see also that more and more corporates are using Eldorado to find the right startups to invest in? So as we learn, corporates, most of the times they have money, but they maybe struggle with accelerators, incubators, because it's a little bit of luck with an accelerator or incubator that the right startup with the right idea, with the right founder team comes at the right point in time. So maybe they are looking for some other ways to invest and find the right startup. So do you see also a kind of a trend here that Eldorado is being used by corporates?
Yes, more and more. In fact, you name it, the main users of the platform are the people that are investing. So first, business angels that are looking for opportunities because they have not firms like venture capital firms to have lots of things to and tools to do. They're seeking and let's see, scouting and sourcing of startups. And corporate venture, it's something quite similar, but they are not investing in the same way than are doing a venture capital firm. And we had this COVID-19 pandemic as well. So despite of this pandemic, 2020 and 2021, so a record of the level of corporate investment in startups throughout Europe and the world and in France. So first of all, it's saying that we had at the beginning of the pandemic this regarding corporate venture, this kind of fear of a pulling back of the corporate VC because of all the fear of how the world is going to move, and corporate are dealing with their businesses and investment is not their main business. So that's why entrepreneurs should know that when a corporate venture is coming to contact them or investing in their startup, is that investing in startup is not their main business. A venture firm, a venture capital firm, investing in startups is their main business. So dealing with corporate venture, it's about investment, but it's not the same way and it's not the same value of investing. So having to say that to answer your question is that the pandemic and the two last years have not pulled back the investment of corporate venture, but in the meantime, it's helped them to invest better, and investing better means investing in companies that are showing strongest, strongest data or strongest KPIs or strongest businesses to go throughout pandemics, throughout crisis, economic crisis. So they manage to say, okay, we know how to stay after crisis, and we need to find opportunities and to find startups that are the same way and that shows the same resilience or the same ability to do some pivot businesses or so on. So they are investing in the same velocity, but they changed the way they are investing and the way they are looking as entrepreneurs for their businesses.
We talked earlier about the matchmaking between the startups and the investors and how a startup can use your algorithm to find the right investor. Is there also the other way around? So an investor can use the algorithm to find the right startup. So we also are asked by a lot of companies to evaluate and assess a business opportunity. So is there something like that also inside of Eldorado. So the other way around, an investor can check, I have my criteria. I'm looking for, marketplace opportunity or something else. Can I also use this algorithm to find the right startup to invest in? So the other way.
Sure. So it's a marketplace that works in both sides. So we managed to understand that there's another need for investors. As I said earlier, it's their job to find opportunities and to seek for the best opportunities. They always have two different of things that I name. The first is the FOMO, so the fear of missing out of business opportunities. So even if they are doing this on a daily basis and they are looking for startups and they are talking with a lot of people, even incubators or facilitators that are presenting financial opportunities, they are always missing something. And all the VC firms or the business angel, the corporate venture, have what we call the dead portfolio. So people that they haven't been seeing and that become unicorns or really great investments, and or people that they have been seeing, but they haven't dig enough to invest in their company. So this fear of missing out is kind of a pain for investors. And the other thing is that there's more, and it's linked with the first one, but there's more and more investors in the tech ecosystem. So it begins to see kind of a war of talent, of a war of startups. The marketplace that we see changed the way of the relationship between investors and entrepreneurs. Before, you had one or two term sheets when you have a great project, when you are raising funds. Today, you have 10 different term sheets. You can negotiate more and more the value of your startups. That's why the valuation are booming a little bit in Europe as well, because there is a strong demand of in the market as well. So with these two main things that we see regarding investors, we managed to tell them using Eldorado help you to dig more about even the French tech, but more about these opportunities in France, and not to have this fear of missing out. You will have increased your capacity to dig in a sector, for example. And on the other side, you will be able to contact first and at the very beginning, because we have lots of pre-seed and early stage startups on Eldorado. And so you will be able to contact them first. And being the one that are contacting the entrepreneurs first is something really great for the future. If you want to continue contacting them and being in contact with them, and when they are raising funds, you will be the first they will think about. So we managed to see there's some pains to resolve regarding the investors. And that's why we also have lots of investors that are coming, more and more investors, more and more foreign investors, because the investment in Europe are going in the next years to be more and more cross borders.
Yes, it's good to see. So some years ago, it was more like the war for money, and now it's more the war for the right startup, right? So it's the other way around.
Yes, exactly.
So we started the story, or you started the story, talking about the marketplace initially and how that marketplace was addressing those fundamental needs. But of course, the marketplace is the starting point, right? So I'm assuming that, and you kind of touched about this earlier, where you mentioned the journey. Could you come back on that topic and explain how to enable some recurrence, probably on the platform, and follow the entrepreneurs longer than just, if I can say like that, just at the time they're looking for funding? How are you envisaging that journey? How are you building those steps along that journey, and what steps are you building?
So that's a great question. Like, funding is not the full-time job of an entrepreneur, and thankfully the best funding, and I can tell it today as well, the best funding is clients, and it's incomes, and it's how you sell things and platforms to other people. So even if you have a great product and a great project, raising fund is never an obligation for a founder and for startups. Having said that, is to tell also that the entrepreneurs needs to go deeper and with highest velocity comparing their competitors and so on. So they need funding and they need to build it fast, even because they have big companies that are dealing with their same businesses as well. So it's all about competition, and why raising fund is something really important for entrepreneurs. We are not going to talk about it. It's like 2 hours talking about why you need to raise fund or not. But having to say that is to say you need to raise fund, and it's not an every time job to looking for investors and so on. But even if it's not, it's even the same way you can think about recruitment. You are not recruiting people every day, but you need to be aware of and anticipate your next move and in your next recruitment. Anticipation is a key word for me, and it's one of the main quality of an entrepreneur, with the resilience and the courage, for example. But anticipation is how you can not be on your really high velocity building of companies, but to take away and to pull back a little bit from the business to say, okay, what will be the next move in the next 6 months, 1 year or 2 years? It's even the same way you need to think about financing. So financing, you need to bootstrap at the beginning to do your best with the money you have. But also, as in the meantime, you need to begin to contact investors and to be in this network effect, to be aware of who could be your investors for your next move, or to attract people to say, oh, these people and this company, I want to follow this company. So even if you are at the beginning of your project, it's something really important to network with potential investors. And in the meantime, you need to say, okay, I need to build the product, and the product will cost this amount of money. And I need to say, okay, what could be my other, my plan B, or my other way of fund my company? So in France, we have a strong way to fund your company for the first 2 years. It's the public funding. We have a French public investment company that is really present in the ecosystem. So they are doing grants, loans, taxes reduction, and so on. So you have lots of opportunities of funding at the beginning, and you need to find them, you need to address them, you need to understand them. So we tell the people, Eldorado is not a platform to find money, but it's a platform to understand the best way to build your strategy of investment and your strategy of funding your company. So having to say that, you have lots of content. So it's not about like connecting and network with people. It's about understanding more. It's about having tools. So when you are an entrepreneur, you don't know 100% a spreadsheet. You haven't doing a master degree in financing. So you need to understand more and quicker all the ways you can finance your company and when it can occur and when it's needed for you to anticipate it. So even if funding is not an everyday job, it's something you can anticipate. So that's why the platform is something that give you some content, give you some new contacts to that could be something interesting for the future for your company. So it connects you with lots of different financing opportunities. And when you want to raise money, when you want to get a bank loan, when you want to have a grant from the region, from the state, from the European Union, and so on, you just have to accelerate to do the contact, to fill the information or all the documents that is needed for these financing opportunities on the platform. So you can stay a little bit pulled out, but when you need money, you can accelerate through the platform. So that's how we are dealing with it.
As Natalie mentioned, so looking also into the future, so what we see at the moment is, as I said, there's this war for startups. So a lot of financing opportunities are out there and they are looking for the right investment and so on. So the investors, they have money, they maybe find also the right startups, but then it's about execution and using the money, as you said at the beginning. It's not just about finding, but also reusing the money in the right way. And here, venture studios come in, and venture studios are also a little bit like a risk decreaser for the investor. So investors maybe say, please bring in a venture studio, because venture studio is run by serial entrepreneurs, by experienced entrepreneurs, and they help to de-risk the investment. So they help to accelerate the startup to go and to grow, and also to avoid doing some mistakes, etc. So it helps to use the money the right way and also increase the odds to make this startup a really successful startup. So do you see also a kind of this trend where an investor comes in and say, yes, I do my investment, but I also want to bring in like a venture studio just to de-risk?
Sure, I can see this trend. So as you all may know, there's lots of startups that are failing. Like we say, 90% of startups are fail. Which begs the question, you say, like, where are the failing short and what can be done to improve their chance of success? Everybody thinks about it every day. So the democratization of entrepreneurial ecosystems, money, the way that we have repeat founders that are building companies after a first experience, it's something that helped to have less startups that fail. And while, you know, accelerators and incubators played a really important role in the venture ecosystem throughout the world, in Europe, in France, they are not always the right solution for every business and every business challenge. So since, let's say, after the 20,000, let's say, a new venture building model had emerged, which you were telling, the venture studios and the studios that are a model for entrepreneurship. They are combining a company building, a venture, and funding. So it's a really design made for helping the entrepreneur to build their company and finance them in the meantime. Because venture capital firms are not built to help entrepreneurs from the very beginning, so to be really partners at the beginning, let's say co-founders. A venture studio is more a co-founder at the beginning that is able to fund their company and to build their company. So we have in France the chance to have one of the biggest venture studio in Europe, or even in not in the world, because you have in the United States really big venture studio, but eFounders in France is a really proof of concept of what can be a venture studio. Let's say in my opinion, there's not much venture studio, because more than for a venture firm and a venture capital firm, the building a venture studio is only about the money you have at the beginning, because you need to build a team to help entrepreneurs to be co-founders with their companies. And in the meantime, you have this investment capacity to fund them and to address them. So there's various waves of venture studio that have been seeing in the last 10 years. We are in the phase that these venture studio are focusing in more long-term vision. Now, what I can say, there are not venture capital that needs to sell their company in the next 5 to 7 years. They have this long-term vision with entrepreneurs, and they are focusing on one sectors, that the one that are, for me, in my opinion, performing the best, is that when they are leveraging all their knowledge and all their capacity and all their money to disrupt one technology and one sectors, and to create even more resilient, sustainable, or value generating startups.
So I think, unfortunately, we're going to have to slowly get to the end of this very interesting discussion. Maybe as a conclusion. So first of all, I'd like to ask you, what are the could be the main learnings, macro learnings of your journey so far. And also, and I'll ask that question at the same time so that I don't interrupt you afterwards, but we generally ask our guests what advice would they give to other platform leaders or platform entrepreneurs moving forward? So
that's a tough question because I can say lots of things. I will say again something about anticipation and about time. So in the meantime, it's two different things. You need to be patient and you need to be fast as well. So for entrepreneurs, it's not all about anticipation. You need to work hard, to know your business and so on. So everybody knows that, but you need to be patient and to be resilient about how you are going to spend your money, recruit people. So you need to spend slowly, not so fast, and strategically. That's something I can say about like spending money, because it's our main business is how to find money. And even if we are in an ecosystem that is booming, and an ecosystem that is with lots of investors more than ever, and there's a more than ever financing opportunities and entrepreneur opportunities. For future entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs is how to say, okay, I can take a risk, but how I can focus on building business and on building cash flow. And cash flow is king. Even if you are raising 80 million euros, you need to focus on that. And having this focus on cash flow, it will drain all the company on this matter, which is the strongest one. And last thing is, as many investors are saying, is don't quit, is be resilient, stay focused, and don't quit when you have challenges.
Yeah, I noted. Anticipate, be resilient, and be courageous. That's what you said earlier.
Exactly. And being fast.
And being fast. Well, thank you very much again, Adrien. It was a really very rich conversation. And maybe in a year or so, we can invite you again so that you can tell us, what other countries you're conquered or how your platform has evolved then. So
it will be my pleasure.
Thank you very much and for all the insights. So. I'm very sure that our listeners will listen twice to this episode because a lot of insights. Thank you very much for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you for your invitation and see you around.
Bye.
Bye-bye.